This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu today asserted that India is well on the path of becoming a developed economy by 2047. In her address to the nation on the eve of the 79th Independence Day, President Murmu attributed this to the all-round economic growth complemented by social sector initiatives. She said the nation is marching ahead during the Amrit Kal and every citizen is contributing to the best of their ability. President Murmu expressed belief that youth, women and the communities that had for long remained on the margins will lead to Viksit Bharat.
In the 78 years since then, we have made extraordinary progress in all fields. India is well on the way to becoming a self-reliant nation and is moving ahead with great confidence. In the economic field, our achievements are all the more noticeable. With a GDP growth rate of 6.5% in the last fiscal, India is the fastest growing among the major economies in the world.
The president termed the killing of innocent citizens in the Pahalgam terror attack as utterly inhuman. She said India responded in a decisive manner and with steely resolve by launching Operation Sindoor, which showed that country's armed forces are prepared to meet any eventuality. President Murmu hailed Operation Sindoor, saying it will go down in history as an example in humanity's fight against terrorism. President Murmu opined that Operation Sindoor was also a test case of the Atmanirbhar Bharat mission in the defence sector. The president highlighted that India is the fastest growing economy among the major economies in the world with a GDP growth rate of 6.5% in the last fiscal.
Even amid stress in the global economy, demand at home is pacing ahead. Inflation has remained under control. Exports are rising. All key indicators show the economy in the pink of health. This is as much due to carefully calibrated reforms and sagacious economic management as due to the hard work and dedication of our workers and farmers.
The president noted that a large number of people have been pulled out of poverty through good governance. She expressed satisfaction that income inequality is reducing and regional disparities are disappearing. In her address, President Draupadi Murmu highlighted the initiatives taken under Ayushman Bharat.
In the healthcare sector, we have been witnessing a paradigm shift with a variety of initiatives under Ayushman Bharat, the largest healthcare scheme of its kind in the world. This scheme has already provided cover to more than 55 crore people. The government extended this benefit to all senior citizens of the age of 70 years and above, regardless of their income.
Touching upon the subject of Digital India, President said nearly all villages have 4G mobile connectivity and the remaining few thousands will be covered soon. The President remarked that artificial intelligence is the next stage of technological advancement and has already entered into people's lives.
The government has launched the India AI mission to strengthen the country's AI capabilities. It is also helping to build AI models that answer to India's specific requirements.
President Murmu emphasized that the idea of Swadeshi has been inspiring national endeavors like Make in India initiative and Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan. She urged everyone to resolve to buy and use Indian products. President Murmu observed that national education policy has brought in far-reaching changes, aligning learning with values and skills with tradition. She noted that people belonging to scheduled castes, scheduled tribes, backward classes and other communities are shedding the tag of the marginalized. She said that India is moving ahead at a faster pace towards realizing its true potential. The nation will celebrate the 79th Independence Day tomorrow with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. The Prime Minister will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. In Jammu and Kashmir, a massive cloudburst struck a remote village in Kishtwar district this afternoon in which multiple casualties have been reported and over 75 people have been injured and many are still missing. And that is the end of this news bulletin.